This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Thursday, February 21st. Well, wheat leads the way in a down day for grain trading on Wednesday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
The wheat fell again. The traders have all but kind of given up. The market has fallen much farther than we expected, down to a level that we were really like surprised. Now, there has been maybe a little bit of a comeback as well, because we kind of got to an area where there's just no more selling. But the inspections just show that we are unable to keep up with our forecast for exports. And that just means that we're going to be saddled with an awful lot of supplies right now. And maybe the fund managers are also adding to the short position on the wheat, and that really sent the market tumbling, and that brought down some of the corn and the soybeans. There was a little bit of a recovery towards the end of the day, but the market still looks pretty bleak right now. So we're going to watch just exactly what's going to come out of the White House, or maybe that we're actually going to see resolution on the horizon.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday down 9 at 479 and 3 quarters. March corn was up 1 at 371. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for February ended the day unchanged, ranging from 620 to 635. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for February were down 7.75, ranging from 608 to 638. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for February were down 2.25, ranging from 648.25 to 668.25. Live cattle for February were up 45 cents at 128.30. March feeder cattle were up 12.5 cents at 144.02.5. And February Class 3 milk was up 3 cents at $14 even. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.